All right, we are about ready to talk to Flavor HD kids, Hannah and Dane. And this Flavor HD episode is sponsored by the Rioja Wine and Tapas Festival. I've been listening to Marianne Murciano pronounce it, so.
She says it so poetically.
Rioja.
Yeah.
Rioja.
You got to roll your R's.
You both make it sound sexy.
Yes. So sexy. Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, well, those guys are kind of team play it, too. You're like, right. They do one of those old vaudeville acts with it. Like, now you do this.
That's then. Right. That's how it goes down. Nice to see both of you together. It's been months since we were able to get both of you here. What's going on?
Well, we finally got the contract negotiation worked out. So nobody's on a contract hold out.
We were
anymore.
Only cleared for one person
Matt
at a time.
Matt Forte style.
Well,
yeah.
In case there's some disaster. The people
we
over.
We can't fly together.
No, of course
we did
not.
It once, and then people said, "What if something happened?"
Right.
We have a bunker. Remember, she called from the cheese cave slash.
I was
bunker.
In the cheese cave
I
last
do
week.
All this.
That
I
was
do.
Nice.
So jealous. I want my own cheese cave.
I tell you what, it was a lot of renovation, and it took a long time, but it was so worth it.
You know what? Yeah. If I lived in a cheese cave, it wouldn't be a cheese cave anymore because I would eat myself out of it.
I don't doubt that for a minute. We have to do a follow up to a couple of different stories that we've discussed with you in
mm-hmm.
previous weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you told us, Hannah, I think this was 2 weeks ago or last week, about a food truck event or series of events, and there's been a little bit of a change in the lineup.
A little bit of a difference. Here's the thing. The Truckin' Around food truck event, which is put together by our good friends at the Toasty Cheese food truck, they had their first event. Now, let me say this. They had 5 or 6 events last year. They were out at the Schaumburg Boomers Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to get to by Metra or via car, et cetera. Last summer, they did this once a month. 10,000 people total showed up. It was great. They did it.
And that's a good turnout, isn't it?
That's a great turnout.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait. The event 2 weeks ago, 20,000 people showed up for one event. Here's what happened. There were a lot of unhappy people, and who can blame them? 20 trucks, that's 10,000, or wait, 1,000. There's a lot of people at each truck. I got into
was
radio.
Was there rumors of a Justin Bieber appearance
there
or something?
It was a lot. Trucks were running out of food. People were in long, long lines. And so what they have decided to do to make it better and more effective for everyone mm-hmm. is they have now ticketed the event. It is a low-cost ticket. Kids under 12 and under are free. But it is highly suggested you buy tickets. They will do a limited number of tickets. They have... They've increased the number of trucks from 20 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have more beer and wine stations. They're going to have more porta potties. Everything. I mean, they have taken everything that was bad and made it better, and including ticketing.
So obviously, this guarantees that anybody who attends the event will get what they want. That's a good thing.
Yes.
If you step back and look at this, why the difference in 1 year? Why are so many people more into it than they were last year?
I think merely because people had a great time last year and talked it up yeah. over. They blamed me for talking about it on WGN. So thanks everybody for going. Mm-hmm. It really was a absolutely ideal day where people woke up and went, let's go to the food truck event. That thing's going on.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was just a bright, sunny, happy, warm Saturday. So I have the link up on our Flavor HD Facebook page right now to mm-hmm. get tickets. And I believe they're like $6.50. They're under $7 a ticket.
Oh, that's
so
not
it's cheaper
at all.
Than going to a movie.
Right. It is. Do you anticipate when you hear that something is as successful as this is, there's always going to be copycatters? So you got to think in other places, more places will go, it's working there. Let's do it by us.
You know, they have done it in other places. Oak Park has one.
Bill has tried
event.
It with his radio flyer wagon,
that's
but
right.
it didn't go over very well.
Right. No. And well, partly because you wouldn't cut me in on the profits when I did the lemonade stand down the block. But there are events throughout the area. What's great about this one is because there's, you know, there's supposed to be enough parking. There was not the other day just because there were so many people who showed up. But mm-hmm. because of the ease of accessibility and where it's located, it's so centrally located. It's a great event to go to. And there's a tremendous variety of trucks.
A great thing for minor league baseball teams, too. You know, they're always looking for kind of cool, gimmicky things. So the Joliet River Cats or whatever they are mm-hmm. probably going to do something soon, too.
Good.
Yeah. King County Cougars. Just watch them.
I don't know if you noticed this, Wendy, but when we leave work here, mm-hmm. every day at 12:01, No, much later in the day.
12:06 at
12:06.
Least.
There's a couple of food trucks that are parked a little bit behind WGN and up a level. And there was a time, like when you'd leave, you'd see three or four, maybe five people in line. I don't know if you glanced over, but there was about 20 people waiting in
packed.
Line for the food there.
People have really started to catch on. They're getting over the kind of roach coach mentality, as we've talked about before. They understand and they're experiencing the different types of cuisine, which is one of the things I really love about it, because they don't have to invest in a bricks and mortar location. You can get empanadas or, you know, all kinds of different cuisines that are a little bit more specialized than you would necessarily find in a restaurant somewhere.
I got to go to those food trucks because I have fallen in love with the cafeteria here in this building.
Oh, it's so good.
I know, but everybody laughs at me when I say it. And really, only one time I got something that I loved. And so I said, I love this place. And then I would go back and they never had something that I liked again. Not that it was bad, but just nothing that I was
into.
It
didn't curl your toes. Yeah.
Cafeteria, so they have like large chunks of cubed red gelatin.
Yes. And I can't eat there because I always think I've got a chemistry final when I'm done. I'm sure I'm running
late. Well, I'm in the food trucks today.
I'll go with you.
You will really, I'm telling you, I know what you enjoy. Those are right up your alley. You can't go wrong with those.
All right.
Bye, cafeteria. It's good stuff.
I'll miss you.
It's good stuff. So again, the Flavor HD Facebook page has the link for tickets. You can not only buy them for this event that's coming up on May 16th, but for the rest of the events for the rest of the summer, the third Saturday of each month.
We want to do this. We have to take a break, and then when we come back, more about the Riojas Wine and Tapas Festival.
Woohoo!
Which
in studio, we will have, as soon as we come back from the break, we'll talk all about it. One of the nation's preeminent food event personalities, Brady Lowe, is in studio. He is one of the masterminds on the food side behind this crazy cool event that's going to be part of the James Beard, you know, week-long thing of events at Union Station. So we'll talk to him in just a second.
All right, that's what's coming your way next. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder on WGN.
And it just so happens that this edition of Flavor HD is sponsored by the Rioja Wine and Tapas Festival.
Not Esteban. Learn to play guitar.
Esteban. We were so proud to have Brady Lowe here, and he left. He was sitting here ready to come on and talk to us. And
he's hiding.
Just left the building.
He's having the most fun of his life.
You know, last week we had Chef Jason Vincent, a local treasure here on the culinary side, and one of the best chefs that we've got. He is going to be playing a big part in it, and was able to share the food side.
Bill
of it.
Plays a small guitar. He plays a big part.
He plays a big part with the guitar. But Brady, as far as the event is, been behind so much of it on the wine side, bringing in the winemakers from the Rioja region of Spain, curating a lot of the chefs that are going to be here. And so he'll be able to share not only how they're going to, you know, authentically bring Spain to Chicago on Sabado, right?
Saturday.
But all the things that's going to go into the event and to make it a great event as far as the music, the food, the wine, and some special things.
Brady, how are you pulling all this off? That's what was just described by Dane seems like the work of 10 or 12 men. How are you able to pull this off?
See, flavor of passion.
Is that what it is?
It's something you're in love with. So if you want to do something that's very authentic and very amazing, and you want to get everyone motivated and inspired, and you want to get these food conspirators and chefs to come to town, and it's all part of the James Beard weekend, it's just like it gets you out of bed in the morning and keeps you up late at night trying to figure out how to do this and do it really, really spectacular.
And, you know, we all can't get off to Spain to go sample the local cuisine and wine. So bring it to us. Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure and an honor. I mean, to work with these chefs and to be in the same room and kind of hold this Casa de Tapas. I mean, we're going to basically transform Union Station. And first moment I walked in there and looked at the space, I was like, oh, my gosh, I know what we're doing. I mean, I was just like, Casa de Tapas. Like, we're going to blow it out. We get as
that
many
means house
chefs.
Of Tapas.
House of Tapas. But how? What you just described, what goes into that? You looked at the space and figured it out. Translate that to us. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I love food. And, you know, you guys all go to food events. So I have to take your and the peers around me, and I have to take everything into consideration. Like, what would get you excited? I don't want there to be lines. I don't want there to be like dull moments. I want it to be like walking into something that you want to see as a vibrant, beautiful experience where you're like, people are throwing food at me. I'm getting amazing wines. And it's all just like coming together. Like, so that's where your at that point where I'm looking over that balcony down into that space at Union Station, I'm like, how do we do it? So we created a whole animal carving station right in the center of the floor. So there's like three big islands. Two of them are going to be winemakers, and one of them is going to be 18 different animals being ushered through the crowds. While you're waiting in line, you might be passed up by three little pigs or three little lambs from top chefs like Jason Vincent. It's just going to swish by you with three animals headed for this big carving board. And that's just one.
Are they already dead when they're heading by? Because I'm really, this is making me uncomfortable.
There will be no live slaughters.
Okay,
no.
Well, it's different to hear chefs say this. There will be animals, and no, they'll be carving a pig. There'll be pork. There'll be this. I mean, it's not like they're walking to their slaughter through Union Station.
These things are a private VIP event, Union Stockyards right now.
Yes, Union Station, no.
And we need to point out all the animals. We've said this in the past. It's all a volunteer basis.
Well,
and in good
hospice.
Fun, Bill.
Of course. They were either, they passed away in hospice, or they chose, they've signed DNRs, and so this was fine.
And they're all like super healthy, well-raised animals. I mean, they're all from like Sligo Farms or Triple S Farms. I mean, we didn't like spare any expense.
Everything.
Like every single ingredient going into this event is sourced by the top chefs or myself. So we're making sure that what everybody is eating is the best it can be.
Quality.
We have great events here in Chicago and really an elevated food scene. And I think it, you know, the Beards being here is a testament to that. One of the extra responsibilities that Brady has taken on and really taken very seriously is that authenticity. Like you said, Wendy, we can't, who gets to go to the Rioja region of Spain? Very few of us. So to be able to bring those winemakers coming here, and almost every one of the chefs that is involved, they all have some connection, but so many of them have spent time there. You know, they know what it is, and so they're going to bring that authenticity to the food at the event.
They'll go to Spain and they'll work for free in kitchens just for the experience.
Is that right? Yeah.
And then they're here for, I mean, they might be working in the most beautiful Italian restaurant in New York City, but they've been and love Spain, but right now they're just working in an Italian restaurant.
Would it shock you if somebody, a patron to this, went and sampled the food and the wine and loved it so much that they said, I've got to go there to the Rioja region. It's just that good. That wouldn't shock you, would it?
No. Spain's awesome. Yeah. I mean, Rioja is just, it's like Napa Valley times 500.
Wow.
Really?
You know,
wow.
And if you look at those beautiful, you know, Eat, Love, Pray kind of movies, and you like remember that, like those really iconoclastic, beautiful spaces. Like, this is Rioja, but it's so much different because as a region, you walk into these caverns, these bodegas of wine and vineyards, and you're walking into places, and they have millions and millions of bottles that are just on age, that just sit in these long tunnels. It's like the one of the richest like wine regions in the world. I mean, it's absolutely spectacular. And what they do is so controlled and authentic. And I mean, it's just a beautiful place. So once you go, you want to go back because there's nothing like it anywhere else.
Quick question. Why was Union Station chosen? Because what a great venue when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. We went and looked at a bunch of beautiful spots in town. And I walked in and we had the team there from Rioja. And really, it was just like Casa de Tapas. Like, it was a challenge. Like, how can we take this and make this that beautiful place? Because when you go and if you look in your mind, I kind of try to grab that picture of what a tapas bar looks like in Spain. It's this little tight room and everybody's like kind of standing over, like grabbing like things off the bar, and they're pouring wine. It's very vibrant, activities, and everyone's kind of like bumping shoulders. And I wanted to make sure that it was like taking that experience, but doing it for like 1500 people, which that was the, and it just fit perfect. And you get those tall, open views, the skylight.
What a vision he has. Yeah. How about it?
No, and I'm excited about it, too, because like you said, where you have the taller, you can go and stand up on the balconies and kind of oversee everything. I think it's going to just be lovely. I'm excited.
And we have beautiful, we're flying a band in from New York City.
And Bill.
Wait,
and
I'll still be able to play the small guitar, will I not?
You are definitely on stage the whole time.
It's going to be great. Dane, what about some tickets? What do you want to do?
We've been giving away the last couple weeks, but we've got a pair of of tickets for this event for Saturday that we're going to be giving away here. We're going to let Brady come up with the quiz question that listeners can call in, 312-591-7200, right? That's the
number.
Did you know
that
you were in charge of the quiz question?
Well,
I'm going to have to open up an encyclopedia or something.
Okay, we'll go with this. Lots of great Spanish connections here in Chicago. None maybe more obvious than one of the stars of the Chicago Bulls. The first person that can call up with who that person is.
Jimmy Butler.
Other than Jimmy Butler, because that was the easy one. That was the gimme, right?
Darn it.
Can go ahead and give a call, 312-591-7200. The first person to call with that.
Give the question one more time.
Yeah, what was the question?
Bulls player who has a great connection to Spain and the Rioja region.
There we go.
Very I have nice. No idea. Very I could not nice. Win.
Give us a call now at 312-981-7200. The first person with the correct answer to Dane's question will get those tickets. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate you coming in. Brady, great to meet you. Good luck with this event.
It's
sounds
an honor
spectacular.
To be here.
It really
Thank
does.
Thank you so much.
All right. We've got news next and then more show ahead. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.